We're back at the Misswood Golf Dome, and Andy Michelson, isn't it amazing how fast summer just flew by? And before you know it, Misswood Golf is back indoors again.
Yeah, 2 days ago it was 55 degrees, and now it's 30 degrees outside, and we're back and humping in the dome here. So I think dome season is, I don't think everybody's ready yet to get in the dome, but definitely in the next couple of weeks. And we have a big dome event coming up here that's sold out in a couple of weeks. And usually after that, like second week of December is when everybody starts coming to the dome.
Well, the weather was so good over the last week or so. I bet your superintendent, Ben, was ready to go stick the flags back in over at Misswood Golf Course.
You must not know Ben then. No, it was valuable for us, though, because we were able to do some maintenance that we wanted to do. We're still doing our massive bunker renovation project, which is it's going to be over a few years, redoing some of the sidewall bunkers and things like that. So, we still had some projects that we're able to do, and it's nice to have some good days here.
Yeah, I saw on the 10th hole when I was out playing that you were doing some work on Ray Hearn's handiwork, the sidewall bunkers. Are you going to do kind of more of that until the snow lands or in the spring?
Yeah, so we're doing kind of what the modern way of doing it, which is with the artificial turf, and then building that into the actual structure of the bunker. And what it does for us is it keeps that sidewall in a much better state for about 25 to 30 years, where a traditional stacked sidewall bunker is about 5 to 7. And we were actually right at the end of that life cycle after the redesign 2012, so actually we were a couple years past it. And we actually saw some failing around the edges of our bunkers, so it's definitely time to do that project, but it's super labor intensive. I mean, you're talking hundreds of hours just for one bunker. And we have, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25 of those kind of feature stacked sidewall bunkers around the golf course that we have to attack one by one.
Tell us about the dome. Last year, we're standing in an area that was redone when you reopened a year ago. You had picked up a few things out on the West Coast from Callaway Golf, and they got implemented here. So what's happening at the dome this year?
I mean, we're always innovative, always changing. We are actually adding three simulator spaces also to the dome. So we added some new spaces to our putting greens last year, and now this year, just the demand of golf, right? The demand of golf isn't going down, and we want to keep entertaining it as being one of the leading entertainment spaces, or the leading entertainment space in Chicago for golf. So we're putting in three simulator bays right now, actually. They'll probably be open in the next couple weeks. And that'll be partially for our members to use and then partially for the public to use. So it's going to be a nice added feature to be able to do that. And then we'll see where it goes. If it's something that's successful, which I imagine it will be, we may continue to expand in the simulator side of things at this property. Right now, for size, we're maxed out in the dome of what we can do from a dome top tracer hitting perspective. But we still have some room that we're thinking about possibly just doing further renovations, and we've never shied away from the possibility that this whole brand could expand even more into future domes or whatever that is. So we're always looking for what the future brings.
Well, another Misswood Golf Dome would be extremely popular, especially if you live as far north as I do. The biggest thing that people had against when they made the drive from the northwest suburbs all the way down here, they told me they had one complaint. It wasn't close enough to their house. So,
I guess kudos to us. I think we've set a standard or set the brand for what domes need to be, and there definitely has a few that have followed us, but I still think we're well ahead of everybody else. What we offer, not only in the dome, but when you accompany that with McGwethy's Sports Bar, which is awesome food and drinks brought right to your bay, no one still has that experience. So I think we're still leading in that aspect, but again, we have a staff here that's always looking forward.
Top tracer or the simulator, can you play Misswood Golf Course?
Unfortunately, not yet, but we're definitely working on it. Absolutely.
Okay. Or the Ray Hearn Golf Trail of some of his top golf courses.
Yeah. So some of the systems that are put in place in the simulator bays, there's thousands of golf courses on there. I mean, some of the best of the best from around the country and around the world. So we'll see what it has. Maybe sneakily they will let Misswood here pretty soon, but we'll see.
Anything else you'd like people to know as the winter and the holiday season approaches about what's happening here at Misswood Golf Dome and McGwethy Sports Bar?
Yeah, I would just encourage everybody to always watch our social media. We're always posting something on a daily basis. Obviously, go to misswooddome.com to make a reservation over the winter, but Best way to follow us is definitely social media.
And finally, I know we can't really talk about it. We can't say the name or anything, but yeah. I saw you hitting some new clubs today. Those new clubs, we're not sure what brand they are. Brand X, yeah. for all we know, but how did they feel?
Oh, they're good. Yeah, obviously is...
Who?
Yeah, you know.
Brand X.
Yeah, they keep just pushing the envelope, so it's all good stuff. I mean, they're really staying out in front, and they're always on the front edge of innovation, so it's always good.
Okay. And one last thing I got to ask you about, is there honey available at the Dome? We saw it on the big bottle at McWethy's Tavern.
It's unique only to the tavern. You got to come over to the tavern.
This week,
maybe. Yeah, sorry.